Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Welcome back everybody to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. So today we are recording on a message about breaking cycles.
Yes.
So, I don't know if you've ever experienced seasons. I'm not talking about the spiritual kind, but, you know, winter, fall, spring, and summer. Everything that we do seems to operate in cycles. You know, even like the way the seasons, the planets, all that stuff is operating in cycles. But in our own lives, we also operate in cycles. And
yes,
that's what you were preaching on, that, you know, so we can operate in cycles of blessings, but we can also operate in, you know, negative cycles as well.
Yes.
Where we have, you know, maybe we feel like we're kind of going around the mountain like Israelites.
Yeah.
So was there anything that you wanted to share about that, or some major points about that?
Yeah. And I thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We really pray that these podcasts have helped you, even just as you're on your way to your workplace or just listening there at in your kitchen cooking, whatnot, and just enlighten you and bring truth to you. You know, knowledge is so powerful.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, the Bible says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. And we really need knowledge in these times, and not just, you know, but to really make sense of why we feel sometimes in life we can't go forward. You feel like you've seen the same mountain, or, you know, I'm trying this, but I feel like I'm walking through mud, and why can't I get to the next, you know, or why do I do well in life and things are going really well for me, but it almost feels like it just falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing really good, and then all of a sudden it's like something pulls you back. You feel like you're making progress, and then all of a sudden it feels like you regressed. And so you have to evaluate your life and go, what's really going on at the heart of it? So I love scripture says in Genesis chapter 5 and in verse 1 and 2, it says, when God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them. And when they were created, he called them man. He says he blessed them. He didn't curse them. Our Father in heaven blessed us.
Yeah.
We are called to live a blessed life. And so what happens is when God creates man, he creates Adam and Eve. He created them in such a way to be blessed. They were called to be a blessed people. And they were blessed. They lived in a place, in an atmosphere, and in an environment where everything was blessed. Blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. Whatever you touch, it was blessed. Whatever you touch, it prospers. Wherever you put your feet to do, it's prospering. That's the original. That's what God wanted for our lives.
Yeah.
To be a blessed people. And so when you look at your life, you're going, well, why are things not being blessed? Why am I not fruitful? Why am I not advancing? Why do I feel like I take 3 steps forward and then 2 steps back? Why do I keep seeing the same patterns in my life? What is going on at the heart of that? And so the Bible says that he blessed them, Adam and Eve. But then the serpent came and showed up in that garden, the very place that God had blessed them in.
Mm-hmm.
And so why does the serpent show up? The enemy showed up to disrupt that cycle of blessing.
Mm-hmm.
God wanted Adam and Eve to live, and humanity to live, in a cycle of blessing. But the enemy came in to disrupt that cycle, to stop you from being blessed, Adam, to stop you from being blessed, Eve. And so what does he do? He stops that cycle. He brings sin into the world. And Adam and Eve, you know, the fall, they ate the fruit of knowledge through, you know, in the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And what ends up happening is they break this cycle of blessing. And all of a sudden they enter into a curse. And so now they're fighting for the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the enemy's job in our lives, and one of his goals, is to disrupt us from having a cycle of blessing. He wants us to be frustrated. He wants us to feel like you're making progress and then you regress. That's his goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so people get frustrated in life. People feel like, I just, you know, throw your hands up in the air and just forget this. It's too hard. But technically, it's not hard. We just have to evaluate, is there a curse operating?
Mm-hmm.
And so you look at Bartimaeus, you know, he was a blind guy, and you know, here's, you know, this guy he needed a radical faith to really break the cycles in his life of, you know, what he was enduring. And then you look at the man by the pool, you know, who was there for 30 years, and he kept missing his cycle. And he was, the waters were moved by the angel, show up once a year. And here's this guy, for 30 years, he just hadn't broken the cycle of sickness. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that Jesus asked him, what do you want? Do you want to be well? In other words, are you tired of the cycle? You know, everything in life, David, galaxies operate in cycles. Heavenlies operate in cycles. Seasons operate in cycles. You know, mating operates in cycles. The human body operates in cycles. Women have their cycles. Everything happens in cycles. And so we are called to live in a blessed cycle, cycle of blessing, where, and the enemy can't stand that. He can't stand us to live in a cycle of blessing. So he's always trying to bring a strategy. And you know, he's strategic. He knows what to do to disrupt that cycle of blessing. He knows what to bring so that that cycle of blessing doesn't continue in our lives. Maybe you're a pastor and you're listening, or you're a leader, and, you know, there's just a cycle in your ministry. A cycle where you feel like, oh, we're making progress. And all of a sudden, it just feels like regression, you know? And all of a sudden, you're going, how do I press past this? And the devil may be telling you that you missed your time, that it's just too late. But that's not true. That is a lie from the pit of hell. The Bible says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and they will not faint. And so many times the enemy tells us that we missed it, that, you know, it's not going to happen for us, you know, that God is not going to bless our program, our whatever. But see, God blesses everything that's his.
Right.
If he created you, if he created me, you're listening to me, he created you in his likeness. He called you to be blessed. Everything that God calls. So we have to get on God's agenda, God's program, because once we get on God's program, God's agenda, it's going to be blessed. He will pay the bills. And so the Bible says that he blessed us, you know, that's huge, you know? And so we have to kind of look at our lives and like, what is going on? We have to break these cycles of curses and cycles of brokenness from generation to generation. You know, I often say this, that when the enemy attacks the parents, he's really, yes, he's after the parents, but he's really trying to get the seed. And so we have to make sure that we understand that we're not doing these cycles. And I've got to fight demons that will continue for cycles. See, the enemy, and the reason why he breaks the cycle of blessing, David, is because he wants to live in your family from generation to generation. And he wants to He just wants to make sure that he lives in that family lineage, and it goes to your children, it goes to your grandchildren, and he can live there. And so really, technically, if you look, I mean, me personally, you know, sometimes you look and evaluate your life, you're like, hey, this is not a new devil. The devil doesn't have new tricks. He's not a creative devil. And so you look at your life and you're going, this is the devil that my dad fought. Yeah. This is the devil. I'm fighting the devil that my mama had to fight. And so we have to kill and we have to destroy it and we have to cast it out and we have to stop the cycles of curses that have been in our family lineage, you know, to just cause that family to just falter and be defeated, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? When you were saying that, it made me think of, there's this quote from Albert Einstein. He says, we can't solve a problem with the same mindset that created it.
That's right.
And it's like a lot of times that maybe family members will place like a mindset on us, or they'll give us information that will keep us stuck. Like I know that I've heard of, you know, parents before saying like, you know what, you're only going to get to this certain level, whether it maybe it's just you're only going to graduate from high school. And because of that, there's basically sabotaging their children from going to college, you know, or, you know, going to the next level. And I mean, God called us to be blessed, you know what I mean?
Right.
And there's so many different things that can hold us back from being blessed. When you were mentioning that, I was thinking about like a victim mentality.
Yeah.
You know, if God called you to be blessed, but you live thinking like, oh, well, I'm from this part of town. Like I'm from, you know.
Defeated mentalities, yeah.
You've already sabotaged yourself to live in a cycle of, well, basically being cursed. You've already limited yourself. So I think once you get on the cycle of blessing by renewing the way that you think, I also think of the scripture that says, he who has been given shall be given more.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've noticed like in your life when you're blessed, it doesn't usually just happen like one thing. It's like one thing and then like three other things happen. You're like, and it's like building up. It's like a snowball effect of good. But in the same way, there's like a snowball effect of bad.
That's right.
Like when they, like once you start going downhill with you know, with your mindset, it's like, well, not only did this bad thing happen, but the car broke down and my dog threw up. And like, well, yeah, I mean, those are obviously small things. Things are usually a lot worse than that. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy how things do operate in such drastic cycles. You know, it's like, you know, people say like, oh, the hits keep on coming, or like, it's like, when is it going to stop? And yeah, it's like, well, maybe it will stop when you change the way you think.
That's so good. Yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that and really just how we view ourselves, mm-hmm, is so key, because, and then you have to get tired of it. Yeah. You have to get tired of the cycle. You have to fight. You have to roll up your sleeves and fight it. You know, one scripture in Deuteronomy 2:3, he says, we have compassed this mountain long enough. You know, hey, guys, if you're going to have a problem, at least have a new problem.
Yeah.
You know, stop going around the same. You have to be tired. You have to renew your mind. You have to be tired. I'm tired of tripping over this. My mother tripped over it. My father tripped over it. My grandma tripped over it. You know, I'm sick and tired of the same thing. I don't want to trip over it. I refuse to not finish well, mm-hmm, and finish my race. You know, the devil tried to take out my father. You know, we have to get tired and say no. You know, cycles in the church, cycles in your family, cycles with your children, cycles that, you know, you see it again 20 years later, 10 years later, 5 years later. You've got to get really tired. You've got to say, you know, devil, you're trying to run me off, but I'm going to break it. You know, you can't be scared of the devil. You, yeah, can't be afraid. You can't be intimidated by what he's bringing and bragging, because he comes and he tries to brag. He'll show you resumes. He'll show you, look, your father died early. Your mother died early, you know, and it's going to happen to you. Your mother, this happened to her. The breakdown of the family, it's going to happen to you. Your parents divorced, and it's going to happen to you. Look at your kids, and you see it in the past, and this is going to happen to you. But the devil is—he's such a liar, yeah, and you have to break the cycles. You have to say no. You may have broken down the past, you know, but you're not going to break me down. Yeah. I'm not going to allow you to continue this cycle. So we have to be people of a fight, a people of stamina, people of perseverance, people that say no more, people that say enough, people that say, devil, you're not going to do this to me. Mm-hmm. That you tried it with my father, you tried it with my mother, and you say something important. You know, we can't think in self-pity. Mm-hmm. If you, that's what that man by the poolside thought. You know, yeah, well, Jesus asked him, do you want to be well? His response, well, everybody, you know, gets ahead of me. Jesus is like, do you want to get well,
yeah,
or not?
Answer the question asked. Yeah.
Stop making excuses for yourself. It is what it is. Yeah. Life is hard. You know, sometimes life deals and hands us something so difficult. Yeah. I can't feel sorry for myself. I can't wallow in my pity and go, boo hoo me. You know, it's been so hard. It's hard, period. It's called life.
Yeah.
You know, life is just difficult. Life will throw some things at you. And what do you got to do? You got to say no more. Enough. I've been divorced, but you know what? My children are not going to be divorced. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been through this. I refuse to go through it again. So I think that you have to have, you know, that type of attitude. Your attitude has to change. Your mind has to be renewed. And then another thing too, you said something so powerful, because this is so true, is your words. Mm-hmm. We have a tendency to pray and then we curse. You know, it's like, oh, I'm so tired of this. Stop saying that. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to learn how to bless. If God says you're blessed, then you need to declare that. And if nobody's prophesying over you, lay hands on yourself.
Go find a mirror
and start to bless yourself. Yeah. You know, bless yourself. Don't curse yourself. And you know, David, it's so dangerous to be cursing other people. You know, if Jesus called me blessed, who am I to curse anybody? You know, and there's so many pastors that curse other people. You know, I know, because I've experienced it myself. You know, you're never going to make it without me. You can't make it without me. Well, listen, if God called me, he's going to finish the race for me. And so, you know, people start to curse you. They want bad for you. That I don't understand. Mm-hmm. But they do. It is what it is. You know, people don't want you blessed. You know, your enemies want you destroyed. Your enemies want you to go down, because it proves a point. But, you know, that's not God. The God that we serve is a God that blesses us. We are called, you have a calling, I have a calling, and we're called to advance the kingdom of God. And so I think that sometimes when God calls something bless, you know, you've got, it benefits us to bless each other.
Yeah, I was about to say the exact same thing. It benefits us to bless our enemies, because then our enemies can turn into our friends.
That too, and it brings peace. And you know, also, David, it's like, it's not to your advantage to curse anybody, because the Bible says that we're going to be acquitted by every word that we speak. Mm-hmm. And so it, curses are like boomerangs. They go back to you, you know? So our words have to be so powerful. Like I bless my kids. I bless my home. I bless everything. I bless my husband. I bless everything because, you know, we look at Miriam in the Bible. The mm-hmm. Bible speaks of Miriam. She opened her mouth against her brother's marriage. And, you know, she's talked so bad and she had an attitude and she opened her mouth and the Bible says that she got struck with leprosy. Mm-hmm. And so we can't curse. Curses are, you know, we have to bless. You want to break a cycle of curses and stop cursing. You know, we have to declare ourselves blessed and we have to bless other people. And so that's why when God, you know, says you're blessed, you have to declare blessed. You have to look at your life. What is it in your family tree? You know, I don't have to be jealous of you. As a matter of fact, people don't have to be jealous. We should be blessing our pastors because when their pastors are blessed, the blessing falls mm-hmm. down. The Bible says that he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. By Abraham being blessed, his descendancy became blessed. So mm-hmm. it's to our benefit that you know, our lineage becomes blessed. And so that's why the enemy, I think, tries so hard to kill us, mm-hmm. you know, because it really isn't over just us, but it's really over what's going behind us, what we're carrying, you know, what we want to do, what we want to reproduce, what God wants to do on the earth. And so, you know, it's so important. Our words are so powerful. Bless yourself, you know, lay hands on yourself and just start blessing yourself, you know. And also, like, if you go to the doctor, and I made this point, you know, if you go to the doctor and the doctor nowadays will ask you about all your lineage.
Family history, yeah.
Your medical history. Does your mother have? Because he can usually detect by what went on in your family of what you're going to face.
Right.
So you can kind of look at your life and just look at some of the things that have deteriorated in your life and know what you're going to have to fight and what you're going to have to face. And so, you know, there wasn't a person in the Bible that didn't have to break some cycle, mm-hmm. you know, because of things that they did. And so you have to really go, enough is enough. Greater is he that lives inside of me than he that lives in the world. You have to break the cycle. You know, you have to say, I'm coming out of this. I refuse to be like this, you know, and then do something about it. I know it looks bad. You have enemies all around, but break it.
Yeah.
You're a son and you're a daughter of God. And you have to break that cycle. Come out of it. You know, if you see the deterioration in even just as far as Christianity is concerned in your family lineage, nobody made it. Everybody quit. Well, you don't quit.
Yeah.
You don't quit.
Yeah, it's got to stop somewhere.
It does. You have to stop and you have to sow seeds of blessing. And, you know, just break it. Break the cycle. You know, and once you start doing that, understanding it, and be very determined. Be very determined. You can't stop now. I look at my own life. It's like, yeah, there's enemies all around, but I've come too far.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to just
What's
sit
the point
there?
Of walking away empty-handed at this point?
Exactly. You know, God will make a way. And, you know, he wants you blessed. He called you blessed. He's saying you are blessed. You know, you're going to be stronger after this. You know, so just break it completely, you know. And so I love that scripture. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. He created the male and female and blessed them. So, you know, if you're listening to me, I bless you. If somebody put a curse on you, just declare the blessing over the Lord. Remove the curse. Close every door that is bringing a curse in your life. Shut the door. Bless your enemies. Speak life over yourself. Declare everything blessed. Call your home blessed. Call your life blessed. Your body is blessed. If you see that there's a lot of sickness in your family, just say, no, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. God has called me blessed. If you see that nobody in your family ever went to college and you really want to go to college and you feel that calling to go to college, and I encourage you, go to college. You will make it. God will help you. He will give you the money to do it. He will give you the scholarships, the grants. He will give you the mind of Christ to be able to fulfill whatever it is that God called you to fulfill. Just break it. At some point, you have to be like what Jesus asked this man, what do you want for your life? And if you say, well, obviously, I want to be healed. I want to fulfill. I want to reach. I want to open. I want to open that business. I want to be healed in my body. I don't want to repeat the cycles of my past. I want to be married and I want to be healthy and I want to be et cetera, et cetera. Have children and my children to serve the Lord and me and my house will serve the Lord. Then you've got to just be determined. Break the cycle and put your mind to it and know that you are a blessed people. So if you're listening, I bless you. I bless your life. I bless your church. I bless your ministry. I bless your mind. I bless your soul. I bless your body. I bless your ministry. I bless your hands. I bless everything in your life, your marriage. I bless your family. I bless your children. You know, just declare that every day. Wake up blessing yourself. Bless. I am blessed. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. I am above. I am not beneath. You know, I will conquer. I will overcome. Just bless yourself and stop thinking negative about yourself.
Absolutely. You know what? And when you were saying that, I was thinking, like, you know, if the devil comes and says, like, you know what? You know, grandpa went through this. Like, say grandpa was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Dad was an alcoholic. You're going to be an alcoholic. Well, yeah. He just pointed out to you the exact area you need to bless.
There you go.
It's like he gave you, like, the blueprints. Like, oh, shoot. I'm just going to declare that I'm blessed. I'm not an alcoholic. It's just, amen, like, just whatever direction he's going, just go the opposite direction of that. And you,
that's
should,
right.
And you should be all right. It's like, I mean, he's kind of inadvertently giving you all the hints, but sometimes we just get caught up in the whole, like, oh, you know what? He's right. It's like, no, don't agree with him.
That's right.
Just go, just argue back.
And, that's right.
And then, well, I mean, the Bible says that if you resist the devil, he'll flee.
That's right.
You know, and it's not like, I heard someone say one time that the devil is not God's equal, because that would mean that he's equal in power.
That's
like,
right.
God is so much higher and so much stronger and so, amen, much powerful than the devil. Like, the devil is like a speck of sand and God's like immaculate and awesome. So he's not his opposite. He's just his, I guess, nemesis.
Exactly.
But since God has empowered us, all we have to do is resist him.
And that, then, and you know, make the necessary adjustments.
Absolutely.
What do you have to adjust? What do you have to transition? What do you have to do as an individual in the natural?
Yeah.
As well as the spiritual. But what do you have to do in the natural to change that? Mm-hmm. If you say, well, you know, there's alcoholism in the family, well, then don't go near it.
Yeah.
If you're susceptible to something, you flee from it. You, yeah, run from it. Do something in the natural, not just bless yourself, but you're going to have to make some adjustments in your own life. You say, I really want to finish college, but it's hard for me. Well, you might have to study a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, those are the disciplines of life. But if you really want to break the cycle, you have to be determined. You have to fight. You have to renew your mind. You have to be determined. You have to get sick and tired of it. You have to say enough and make the necessary adjustments and then bless yourself.
Yeah, I remember it was actually when I first started attending church here, I was having a problem in my home.
Yeah.
And I remember I asked you, I'm like, what should I do? And you just said, well, whenever that person is there at the home, just don't be there. That person wasn't always there.
Yeah.
So like, they would visit like every now and then, and, mm-hmm, it would cause problems. And you're like, just whenever they're there, just don't be there.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of simple, right? It worked. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, every time I'm overweight, and every time I get around pizza, I eat pizza. It's like, well, then don't eat pizza.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Or I have a sex problem. It's like, well, then don't end up, you know, on, yeah, scenic drive with a young lady in your car. It's probably a bad,
exactly,
idea. So like, it's not, sometimes it's not doing, you know, certain things. It's just abstaining from doing.
That's right.
Certain things.
Because you're determined.
Yeah. Put yourself in the best situation to succeed.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's some things that you could do in the natural. Was there anything else that you wanted to cover before we go?
Yeah, I just, you know, I want to say that if you're listening to me and you feel like there's a curse upon you, mm-hmm, and a curse of poverty,
uh-huh,
that's, I feel that there's, it just feels like, you know, you're going from paycheck to paycheck. You never have enough money. You know, I just want to say to you, I break that cycle, mm-hmm, of poverty. I break it. Start, you know, being obedient to God, give your tithes, your offerings, and be a determined person, you know, that you're refused to continue that cycle of poverty. So if you're listening to me, I just want to say to everybody that is having a cycle of poverty and you feel like you can barely make it, maybe even in your business, and you feel like there's just a cycle there. Maybe a parent spoke that over you. You'll never make it. You'll never amount to anything. Maybe an authority figure said, oh, you're never going to make it without me. Listen, I just want to counsel that right now over your life. And I just want to declare that you are a blessed people. I remove the curse over your life. Start speaking that over yourself every day until you see the breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And don't give in to the lie that it will always be like that. It will not always be like that. It is a season and you've got to break it. And this season, God is giving you an opportunity in this season. There's an opportunity. Do not repeat the cycle anymore. You know, the cycle of you're good, you're bad, spiritually speaking. Break that cycle. You're, yeah, called to exceed. You're called to go for more. There's more of God for you. So break the cycle right now. I just want to encourage everybody right now. Stop being good and bad. You know, this is your moment and this is your opportunity. God's giving you a window to completely break those cycles.
the ball's in your court.
Yeah.
And we thank you so much for joining. We hope that this has blessed you. I mean, I'm sure that there's going to be people who listen to this whose lives, we believe that they're going to change for you. We declare that, and we believe that you're blessed and things are going to change. If this has blessed you, we really encourage you to leave us a review on iTunes. It would be a great benefit to us. We would really appreciate that. And we hope that if you're not following us, give us a follow on Instagram, Ignite Movement. There's Ignite Movement Youth. There's Patty A. Valenzuela. That's all on Instagram. And then you can follow us on Facebook at Ignite Movement and Patty Valenzuela. And we appreciate you guys listening so much. We hope to hear some of your testimonies. I still believe we're working on getting that email up for you so you guys can send us, you know, your testimonies and things like that. But we hope all of you have had a blessed day, and thank you for joining us this week.
Thank you for joining me. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate us and share with your friends and family. Leave us a comment and let us know what God has been doing in your life. Connect with me on my Instagram and Facebook, and check us out on our website, www.ignitemovement.org. Links down below. Until next time.